in school. So play it cool. I ain't your fool. Hang up the phone. Leave me alone. What's that? Stop crying. To me, you're lying. Well, I don't know you. I don't want to go away and say, hey, hey, hey. Stop blaming on me. I watch TV. It's crying shame. Oh, you're changing me. But it won't be mine. Just you'll never find me again. Goodbye, my friend.
Commander Q.
36 Jesuíf Commander Q.
Commander Q.
And spirit and all you what destiny can the world success
with Commander
Q.
Take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of cheater little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of the lives living in the desert paradise. Been spending most of the lives living in the desert paradise. Keep spending most of the lives living in the desert paradise. Keep spending most of the lives living in the desert paradise.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life, I was raised by the state. So I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching, got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my 10 in my hand and a dream in my eye. I'm a low-down gangster,
my mama thinks that my mind is gone blind.
So don't cry about my anger, fool. Death ain't nothing but a heartbeat. The way I'm living life, you know I died. What can I say?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
X with Commander Q.
36
Jesu
e Commander Q.
Schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Thank you.
want to get out of here. Super number 69, of course. Those guys got Rocket. We got a mailing list in the back. We got merch. We want to thank our new friends, Nutrients, for coming out. Back here October 21st, headlining the Foxtrot Zulu and Soup. Please come back then.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
Commander Q.
Spirit and all revenue.
36 X with Commander Q.
Timothy Leary. Timothy Leary did a lot of research with psilocybin and LSD, and he supervised research done by others at Harvard. In one experiment, they took a bunch of convicts who were due for release soon. They gave them psilocybin with music and mystical readings and a whole bunch of re-imprinting techniques. And Leary's criteria for this experiment was, where are the bodies in space-time 1 year after release from prison? Throughout the United States, the average answer is 95% of them are back in prison after 1 year. That's the recidivism rate runs 95% on average, lower in some states than others, but it averages out to 95%. So Leary said, we're not going to talk about neuroses, psychosis, sociopathic personality, any of that jargon. Where are the bodies in space-time? 1 year after Leary's research, 95% of his convicts were still out on the outside. They had jobs, they were doing something or other. They were not back in prison. Well, this threatened the whole goddamn police state and the whole goddamn prison business, so of course they stopped the research. Meanwhile, Leary did another study, or he supervised a study by Andrew Weil, in which a bunch of theology students were given LSD on Good Friday in a church. Some of them got LSD, some of them got an active placebo, which made their skin tingle a little, so they thought they got something or other. And then the reports of what they experienced were compared by another group of theology students according to their definition of mystic experience. And it turned out that more than two-thirds of the ones who got the psilocybin had mystical experiences, and none of the others had mystical experiences at all, thereby proving that a chemical can induce a mystical experience, which should not surprise anybody with a scientific education, because all of our psychological, psychosomatic, visionary, etc. experiences are mediated by the chemistry of the brain. What you're thinking or feeling at any given moment depends on what chemicals are running through your brain. Mashed potatoes are just as psychedelic as LSD, except in a different way. If you've ever gone from an omnivorous diet to a vegetarian diet, you'll notice your whole world, your whole reality tunnel changed. If you've ever gone from a vegetarian diet back to an omnivorous diet, your reality tunnel changes again. I've been through both of those experiences, and I speak from experience. Everything that gets into your brain affects your reality tunnel, your worldview, or your belief system, which I abbreviate BS. The three major things I've been trying to teach in all of my books is never believe fully in anybody else's BS. I don't care if it's Roger Neish, the Pope, L. Ron Hubbard, Al Gore, George Bush, or I don't care who it is. Don't swallow all their belief system totally. Don't accept all of their bullshit, all their BS. The second rule is like unto the first. Don't believe totally in your own BS. Which means that, as Bucky Fuller said, universe consists of non-simultaneously apprehended events. Non-simultaneously. Universe consists of non-simultaneously apprehended events, which means any belief system or reality tunnel you've got right now is going to have to be revised and updated as you continue to apprehend new events later in time, not simultaneously. This is the natural functioning of the human brain. It's the way children's brains perform before they're wrecked by the school system. It's the way the minds of all great scientists and artists work. But once you have a belief system, everything that comes in either gets ignored if it doesn't fit the belief system, or it gets distorted enough so that it can fit into the belief system. You've got to be continually revising your map of the world, or you lose more and more contact with reality. Anybody who has a belief system which covers the whole universe, that would be the Roman Catholics, Orthodox Islam, the Scientologists, Psychop, the Marxists, the Objectivists, and most of the assholes you meet on the street. What has happened is their brain has stopped receiving new signals. Or to the extent that new signals do get in, they all have to be edited to fit into the belief system. If they don't fit the belief system, they get repressed one way or another, like the doctors can't hear the baby screaming while they circumcise them. I lost track of where I was going with that thought. You know, I found a new way to get high and stay spaced out for hours on end, and the government can't stop me. It's called senility. Yeah, really.
36 with Commander Q.
36 with Commander Q.
36
with Commander Q.
36 with
Commander Q.
36 with Commander Q. 36
with Commander
Q. 36 with
Commander
Q. 36 with
Commander Q.
36
with Commander Q. 36 with Commander Q. 36 with Commander Q. 36 with Commander Q. 36
with Commander Q. 36 with Commander Q. 36 with Commander Q. 36 with Commander Q. 36 with Commander Q.
Yes,
soundcloud.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
When the dewdrops wet the leaves, and the raindrops bring the breeze, and the brightest shadows light my mind, shifts left to right. The plunge has been made, and they're all on their way. The sounds and the colors start to sway. The sounds and the colors are starting to fade. I feel my life slip away. Gained a lot, I know.